This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Robert Shiller, one of the American professors sharing the Nobel Prize in Economics yesterday, has been warning about a new real estate bubble inflating. He's focused on some big U.S. cities, but what about rural America? Not for houses, but for farmland. Land prices in the Midwest are on a tear. In the last 2 years, the state of Iowa has seen prices rise by more than 60%. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports on what is behind this boom.
Last year, the price of corn hit a record, more than $8 a bushel. It had been around $2 a bushel for years.
It's made a big difference for farmers. I think it's awesome.
Sandra Harris is cooking sausage patties for her guests at her B&B in Creston, Iowa. She says high crop prices have changed the economy and the landscape.
In driving the country, to me, it's exciting to see new houses go up. It's directly related to the price of corn and beans.
Those higher prices push demand for farmland way up. Iowa's ultra-productive land is now the most expensive in the country. That's meant boom time for many small towns that had seen population drain for years, says economist Mike Duffy.
When the economy's good, people hang around more.
The town of Hull in northwest Iowa had so many people hanging around, it didn't have enough space for all of them. So the town bought $1.5 million worth of land a couple years ago. That's a lot of cash for a town of 2,200.
There were a few eyebrows raised.
Aaron Koiker is the city administrator for Hull.
A lot of the folks that are part of our economic development in town were really having a heart attack. Well, it turned out it was actually a pretty good deal.
Hull created 90 housing lots. Most of them are sold. Those that aren't are still making money for the city. It's leased the land out to farmers for crops.
And as you can see, in some of our residential lots, we're growing beans.
But this rural prosperity may be at a turning point. The price of corn is roughly half of what it was last year. And land prices are expected to drop as much as 20% over the next few years. For now, though, things are still thriving. Hull's Aaron Koiker shows off the town's brand new library, new schools, a new senior center, and the town just bought more land for business development.
What we're going by now is our new industrial park, and you can see corn on it.
In Hull, Iowa, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.